Good evening, I'm Abigail Broadhurst, and this is my account of how I became a Christian. As a child, my parents took me to the Metropolitan Tabernacle, which is a Bible-believing church, at the Elephant and Castle. It was compulsory, but I didn't have a problem going. From a very young age, I have believed in God. It made no sense that the world came from nothing. Notwithstanding that, though I would attend morning school and Sunday school class in the afternoon, where the teachers would seek to explain the Bible and point the children to the Saviour, I never really listened. I don't know if it was because I didn't want to become a Christian yet, or more likely because I didn't understand why I needed to be saved. I was young, I didn't see the urgency. I try not to think about it. I thought I could wait until I was older. Between the ages of 6 and 9, I would ask my parents if they were sure God was real, and how they knew they were Christians. Although they would give me an answer, I continued living for myself and getting slowly further away from God. By grace, as a young child, I enjoyed a happy disposition. But my moods began to deteriorate, and I found myself becoming angry frequently over little things. My mum would point it out to me, and I'd remember how, when younger, I'd been so much happier. I began to see for myself I was getting further and further away from the Lord. In the providence of God, when I was 9, my parents came to this church to help in the work, with me dutifully coming along with them. I found myself in much smaller classes. I began to listen. Previously, I had been able to hide and not pay attention because the classes were so much bigger. I started coming in the evening too, but was guilty again of not paying attention. My parents would ask me questions about the services, so that helped me to listen a little. I knew that to become a Christian, you needed to repent of your sins and ask for forgiveness. I began to understand that repentance meant to turn from your sin, to stop loving your sin. I saw I needed forgiveness because I'd broken God's law and deserved to be punished. I still didn't see how bad my sin was. Sadly, I didn't try to stop. I thought, I'm going to sin anyway, so what was the point? My parents protected me from swerving aside into any terrible sin. My life revolved around going to school and going to church, and I was sheltered from the allurements of sin the world presents to young people these days. Around the age of 12, a visiting preacher came to hear East Dulwich Tabernacle. He said, "Name your sins in prayer." I did this. I began to see how bad my sin was. One specific sermon by Pastor Hiley, the pastor of this church at that time, really was the turning point. It was about the man who could not walk, so he had to lie on a bed all day. His friends lowered him through the ceiling into a full room where the Lord Jesus was. Pastor Hiley focused on how we are like the man, crippled, unable to help ourselves. Because we are crippled by our sin, helpless. I was very troubled by the state I was in. Every night I'd pray before I'd go to sleep, because I was afraid I might die during the night. And I knew my sins were unforgiven and many. I'd never prayed this seriously or consistently before. With all this serious prayer, the Lord gave me peace. When he gave me understanding that he keeps his promise to forgive all those who come to him and plead for his forgiveness. I saw the Lord Jesus had been punished in my place at the cross of Calvary. He had gone to the cross for me. God would not punish me because the Lord Jesus had already taken the punishment I deserved. Now I was his. I told my friends at school I'd become a Christian. I wanted them to know I was different now. I hoped they might want to learn about the Saviour. I was thrilled to be able to tell my mother and my Christian sister how the Lord had given me faith. I found that though my whole life I'd been going to church, I didn't know the Bible. As I read it with a new, fresh interest, I began to see precious promises and verses that would help me with my life. And I wanted to store and treasure these in my mind. One in particular is John 18, verse 35, "My kingdom is not of this world." Now, after 4 years having walked with the Lord, I am confident that the time is right to demonstrate my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and his having changed me to now be baptized.